Q94, it is Ozark Sports, and here it is. We're getting ever so much closer with high school football. And as we travel through the area talking with high school football coaches, up next is head coach Joel Wyatt. Of course, longtime coach, been doing it for a long time, and at Willow for a number of years, went to Mountain Grove and left Mountain Grove, went to the East to Malden, and went to Kennett and back to Willow. Now here you are, West Plains. That's quite a circle, brother.
Yeah, it's kind of been a whirlwind the last 14 months now.
Yeah.
I think I would probably still be in Kennett if it wasn't for family reasons of moving to Willow Springs about 14 months ago.
You know, a lot of people don't realize, and some may, but a lot of people don't realize you left a stacked team at Kennett. I mean, it was ready to roll.
Yeah, we were coming off an 11-1 year and had a bunch of junior starters that a handful of them had even started as freshmen, so it was going to be their senior year. And so we had all of our linemen back, an all-state running back. So two kids that eventually signed to SEMO. Mm-hmm. So it was going to be a really, really fun year. And, I just hated to leave, but because it was a good group. And we kind of had it rolling there on autopilot, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Kids knew the expectations. But, again, like I said, it was for family reasons.
Now, here you are, a West Plains Zizzer head coach, and the Zizzers have had a lot of success. It all started with, your brother, Steve Airy. You guys are brothers, and he came in and molded it and set expectations and got things going in the right direction. And then, Coach Perkins took over and manned the ship. And so how can you identify and recognize that what Coach Airy has done is still in place?
Well, from what he had implemented right when he got here, just from talking, and because we would talk, quite a bit. I was at Malden when he took over. But, the first thing he's going to do is set the standard and the expectation in the weight room. And so that is one thing that has been consistent with Coach Perkins, and I know Coach Brandon Pitts being in charge of the weight room, that they have kept going. And, when Steve first got here, they didn't have the weight room where it is now with, mm-hmm. with the dual racks. And in the turf, that was the ag building. So they didn't have all that until I think his third year. And so from that point on to Matt's tenure, they've had probably the best or top two, I would say, weight rooms in the Ozark Conference.
And that's so key, being stronger, being faster, being a little meaner. But now as you start your tenure here as the head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, what are your expectations?
Well, my expectations are always to play hard. We want to be the most physical team, and we want to be disciplined, and we don't want West Plains to beat West Plains. We're not going to be that team that goes out there and beats ourselves. We're not going to have a lot of penalties pre-snap. Post-snap, we don't want to beat ourselves. But every year there's going to be somebody ask you, well, coach, how many think you're going to win? And I always say, well, we want to win them all. and to do that, you have to take a 1-0 mentality, and that's kind of what I've tried to do. Every week you start at 0-0, and then, the kids could probably – repeat it that have played for me, by Friday night at about 9:30, you hope to be 1-0 that week. Mm-hmm. So we just, every week it starts over, it's a new season every week. And so I just think that's the mindset you got to have. to you know, don't look in the rearview mirror, and the most important game is the one you're getting ready to play.
Well, in the past, because I followed you, you know, when you were at Malden and at Kennett, and a lot of that, thankfully, to technology now. But, you know, your offense, it's – people are going to see a difference because, you know, you're going to establish a run.
Yeah, I think everybody that has played against me, you know, especially – same coaches that I had played against down in there in Southeast Missouri for whether it be 3 years or 7 years, you know, they kind of know that, all right, guys, we got to stop the run first when we play Malden or Kennett. So we're a run first team, and then from that, our best chunk plays are going to come from play action. Mm-hmm. off our identical runs. So I think everybody knows that. But at the same time, we're very multiple. We're going to throw a lot of formations at you. You know, we're going to get, you know, we can get in the spread, yeah, just like everybody's doing now. But at the same time, our base is going to start out in a two back system with an attached tight end, and we want to run the football.
It's almost, I mean, this sounds kind of funny to even say it. That's almost new to a lot of younger coaches that, you know, I mean, I've seen you run a single wing. I've seen you run a double wing. I've seen you run a fullback, you know, I mean, all kinds of old school punch in the face football. And it's fun to watch, but yet, you know, spreading it out, chucking it around, getting the mismatches, you know, finding, okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. We got this guy.
Yeah.
And that's, as a coach, and you're so passionate about it, I mean, it's got to be a blast to do that.
It's fun. I like being multiple for, you know, a lot of different reasons, but it is fun to put pen to paper and see what you can come up with. But like you said, a lot of these players and coaches, you know, they don't huddle anymore.
Nope.
You know, some have the philosophy, well, if we're throwing the ball, we can keep more kids happy, we get more athletes out, and there's some truth to that. But at the same time, I'm a believer in there's going to be a time where you're going to get in a downpour, a rainy game. You're going to be backed up on your own 3-yard line coming out, or it's going to be a cold game, or you need to get in 4-minute offense and run the clock.
Yeah.
You know, you have got to get under center and be able to run the ball and get a first down and chew up 3 minutes on the clock.
Now, coming up for the West Plains Zizzers, of course, is a jamboree, and that's going to be that's at Camdenton.
Yes.
And Smith Cotton, Jeff City, the West Plains Zizzers, and Camdenton. And, you know, jamborees are, I don't know, I don't want to offend anybody, but to me, it's a dress rehearsal. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know, but I hate it to hear people come back after a jamboree and, oh, we looked horrible. We couldn't do well, you know, I don't really think you're practicing for the jamboree. But what is it that you want to get out of the jamboree aside from everybody being healthy?
Yeah, I don't like them either. But like you said, we number one goal is to come out of there injury free, and then it's just nice to go against somebody new. You know, it's a little bit different, a little bit more intense than maybe Evangel Camp or UCM. You know, where we're going to actually have officials. We're actually going to get into some different looks maybe defensively and might see a different offense as well, especially with Camdenton. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just good to have a crowd there and just go compete against somebody you haven't seen all summer.
Yeah.
But,
well,
but first and foremost, we want to come out of there injury free.
Because now, you know, the first part of the season and even once practice officially starts, I mean, you and your coaching staff, you guys are probably fishing for depth. What players are going to step up, go above and beyond, going to follow instructions and be that dude that can give you depth? That's probably pretty high on your list, isn't it?
Yeah, and we figured a little bit of that out by going to UCM, going to Evangel, going to Mountain Home. You know, when you go against some people other than your own in the summertime, you know, that's one of the advantages of having these one-day camps, is you can find out who can play in June or July rather than having to wait till August rolls around. And we have really got to find some depth, because, you know, right now, you know, we're probably going to have 5 or 6 two-way starters, and that's just too many for Class 4. And I know in the last couple of years, you know, West Plains has not had that many. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a challenge, but hopefully we can, as the season progresses, we're going to find some more of those people to fill some roles for us.
Well, you've been coaching now high school football 25 years, 25 plus.
This is 30.
Golly, see, yeah. Well, now I feel really old. But do you believe more so now, or have you always believed there are certain kids, players, that are gamers? May not be the best on the practice field, stand out, but something about the aura, the crowd, and the lights, that they're gamers.
Yeah, you have one of those usually on every team. Every year.
You just scratch your head.
And they're kind of aggravating, frustrating the coach, because he won't do it in practice. And then when the lights come on, you know, like you said, he's just a gamer. He's a different cat when the lights come on.
Yeah. All right. Everybody, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers in his first year, Coach Joel Wyatt. And, of course, you know, Friday mornings, and you'll be able to catch Coach here with the Coaches Show, 6 or 7 a.m. I don't think you want to come here at 6, do you?
No.
But 7 a.m., and we'll kick that off. And we appreciate you coming by and talking with us.
Oh, thanks, Gary.